I think normally when you have a brand new roster to present, you kind of, these two guys get together this week for a reason. It's like, all right, roster is set. We're going to start counting down and getting ready for a game next week. I don't know. Sometimes it's a little bit of a celebration vibe where it's like, these are our guys and congrats to our guys. And boy, we're excited to go win. And I mean, the group, rightfully so, came out hot with like pow, 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 6-7 in a row, Juwan Jennings questions, because it was time. It was time to press a little bit on, like, guys, what's going on? And, I mean, to John's best efforts, he'd like this to still sound like an injury and a holdout. He
sure.
didn't run from the holdout thing, but he said, no, still hurt also. But it felt, it felt flimsy. And, I just don't buy that if the new money was there that Juwan wouldn't be at practice today.
Yeah.
And so it sounded uncomfortable.
Well, and the flimsy part, too, is the news that broke during the morning roast where Marquez Valdes-Scantling was claimed and signed, and he's brought in, and immediately he's like, yeah, Russell Gage he's here. And the follow-up was, practice squad? No.
He's on the 53.
He's on the 53.
Yeah.
In other words, he's a receiver, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who is coming in, and if you claim somebody like that, and I don't even know if he was on waivers, if he was just a guy who was a street free agent based on his time served, he probably wasn't a waiver claim, but yeah, he's going to be on the 53 too. So yeah, Juwan, Calf, Cash, whatever it is, we just got two more receivers who are in the building and ready to go. So, yeah, go ahead and do what you need to do, Juwan.
If a lot of you just joined us, let's get you updated so you can hear what it sounded like. Here's John Lynch updating the Juwan Jennings situation.
So Juwan's still working through his calf issue, making progress. We're kind of like everyone else, hopeful but not sure, on week one. And we'll proceed as such. And so we're working to get the best mix out there. We added a piece today, and in MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and thrilled to have him part of it. And we move forward.
Okay, so John, there, that was attempt one. It's like, yep, the calf, we're working.
Yeah,
so
yep.
Everybody's working. So we're trying to get the calf. Oh, okay, so someone says, boy, this calf. Woo, boy, it's this is a tough one, isn't it, guys? Do you guys need to maybe do another MRI or something to check out what's going on?
You don't image a guy like daily, so that's something that happened a little bit ago. And, if it doesn't get better soon, I'm sure we'll be doing more of that.
Is it worse than you originally had thought it was going to be?
Yeah, but I also, calves can take a long time. That's one thing with that injury. Played with guys who they can take a while.
Yeah, good job, JLC. Hey,
yep. Is Jennifer Lee Chan.
Yeah, maybe worse. MVS, JLC, we should just start doing this with everybody. Is this maybe a little worse than you thought it was? Well,
calves can be tricky.
I didn't really think anything about it to begin with. So.
Yeah, and you don't image a guy every day.
No, every day.
I mean, he hasn't practiced since the end of July, so I don't know. It's been a month, so maybe you want to image him again? I don't know.
Here's another good effort at it, and the media comes at, all right, John, let's pretend for a minute that at some point he is healthy. Calf, great. Then does he play?
Well, there's a lot that goes into that, Eric. Ideally, everybody has a training camp. Everyone's out there. That's a perfect world. But, he's been putting in work to the side, and we'll have to make that judgment when the time comes. The other thing is both things can be true. He wants a new contract, and he's got a hurt calf. So I think people want to assume one or the other. Both things can be true.
So the first insinuation.
Yeah, shout out Ralph Barbieri. Yeah, rest in peace.
What's up, Ralph? Yeah, rest in peace.
Two things can be equally true.
They can be, but not necessarily in this case.
Right.
My read, I don't know Juwan's body. Don't want to say something about someone that I don't know, but I'm just reading the room. I'm listening to what I'm listening to in the tone. And so John first starts to basically say, if he is healthy, well, then now we got to rely on the ramp up. I don't know if he's going to be ready for a game, but then voluntarily goes, by the way, I do want to go ahead and admit to you that, yes, this is also about his contract. So two things can be equally true. Oh, you don't say, John. Okay, says the media. Has he requested a trade?
A while ago he did. but that was a long time ago, and we've moved on from that.
That was during camp, or was it before?
I'm not getting into when it was, but it was a while ago.
Yeah. I'm not getting into when it was.
Right. And that was Tim Kawakami with the follow-up.
Yeah. When, John? Well,
I'm not getting into it.
At some point.
And then he went on to say, we're not doing that, which I don't want to jump all your sound that you have. But
no, I only got one more. And,
fire it.
Hey, John, what'd you say about it? A trade request?
No, he asked for it, and we've moved on. And we're not doing that. Yeah. So we're moving forward.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So we're moving forward. And right. That, to me, was, I mean, one of the biggest takeaways where – you know, trades are happening now, and trades can happen now where cut down day is gone, and you do have teams that are like, oh boy, we could use a receiver, but we're not doing that now. So that tells me that they've had the conversation. They shopped him, Juwan and his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. They poked around, and the Niners didn't get back anything they thought was worthwhile. So you're not doing that. So now you get to this spot where there's a game in 11 days. Now,
good Lord, is that what it is?
11 days. Sunday, right? A week from Sunday. And so, all right, Juwan, either you come play football, and if your calf is really that bad, let's see it, and maybe we will do more imaging. Or if you don't, we got MVS, we got Gage, we got Pearsall, we got Sky Moore. We'd rather have you, but if you don't want to play on the deal that we've already offered you and given you, then what are we even doing here?
You know what we have on the 49ers? We have Ricky Pearsall. And then we have the entire 11th round of fantasy drafts from 2 years ago. That's who the 49ers have.
I thought you were going to say like the Kansas City Chiefs alumni team.
No, it's a little bit.
Sky Moore and MVS.
And MVS, yes, although these guys are all alumni of a number of places.
And DeMarcus Robinson.
And DeMarcus Robinson, right, although not available week one. Like week one could be Ricky Pearsall and 2 years ago, the 11th round. Sky Moore was a second-round rookie, and people were like, ooh, he's got Patrick Mahomes throwing to him. I got a sneaky pick. I'm going to go with Sky Moore. And Russell Gage was WR3 in Atlanta. Like, you know.
Like about 3 years ago?
Yeah, they hucked that thing around there a little bit. You know, like, I don't know if Matt Ryan was still there or whatever, but, like, Julio Jones, hey, don't forget about Russell Gage late in your little late-round flyer. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Ooh, he's a deep threat in Green Bay. And then he went to Kansas City. Good quarterbacks. I like those guys. That's who the Niners have now. And it might only be week one. It could be week two. But what would you do now if you're Juwan? You know, the only question that didn't get asked, and I understand why it didn't get asked, because I don't know that you would have gotten a great answer out of it, but you might have tried because they really did try to hit a bunch of angles. Hey, is this the calf? Well, yeah, you know, working through a case. Isn't this something that, well, that could be true also. And was he going to play next week? Well, I don't know. We're working through it. This is 4 days after Kyle Shanahan's like, yep, he'll be ready for week one. So it's very clear what's going on. At no point, because he says, we're not doing that. We're not trading
it. Yep.
Okay, Niners. Are you still in the process of talking to him about a contract? Are you potentially willing to change your current stance, his current deal, prior to the season starting? Now, very possibly, John Lynch says, we're not talking about that publicly. But it might have been nice to hear someone try, because they drew a line in the sand, we're not trading him. I wonder if they would have also drawn a line in the sand, no, we're not, the season's here, and we're not discussing contracts for anybody. I wonder if they would have done that. I wonder if that's where they are.
I probably think that that is where they are, because here we are, as I mentioned, 11 days away, and you know, you've got practice here coming up in about 15 minutes, and that's practice, and you're no longer in camp mode. Now you've got your 53, and I know it's fluid, and it's not your final 53. And when you get to game day, I think you get 45 or 46 up on actual game day. So between now and then, your roster will be a little bit different come game day. But now you're getting into like week one mode. So you're no longer worrying about the off season. You are now in the season. The cutdown day is done. The press conference is done. Tomorrow, Robert Saleh will talk after practice. And then, guess what? You're starting to ramp up for week one. So all of the contract stuff, if you are like really close to, you know, Juwan wants this and you're close to giving him that, I do think the tone today would have been different. The tone I got from John Lynch was, we're not trading him. He wanted that. We're not trading him. And, you know, geez, the calf, we haven't imaged it. And we honestly, we don't really know, but they do know. I think they're at a spot where it is, I think that they've reached the point where it's, all right, Juwan, you either show up or you don't. And you and I are both parents, and you get to that point with your kid, and it's like, okay, either you do what I've asked you 14 times, or you don't. And if you don't, well, I've already told you that A, B, C, and D is going to happen, so it's up to you.
Right. You're prepared for this action or that action.
Correct. And they're now prepared, right?
So what would you do? What would you do if you were Juwan? Because the ball's in his court.
Right.
The 49ers don't need to do a damn thing. The bottom line is, this is a really good player who we love, but the Niners approached this season in a way that I haven't seen them do it before, which was much more on a spreadsheet. They are approaching things much more than they have in the past in a financial way. And I get it, because they had to pay a quarterback. And they are trying to hold cap space for the future. And this is why I think that we have arrived at this doesn't fit anymore, Bill. Here's why. I want you to imagine this now. The 49ers are not just looking at Juwan Jennings like we do as fans. We as fans are freaking out. We want to beat the Seahawks. That's what we want. 49ers are running a long-term business. I think that Juwan Jennings, the more that I hear, the more that I listen, the more that I try to gather information, I don't think Juwan Jennings is asking for a couple more million dollars this year. I think Juwan Jennings is trying to strike while his iron is hot and get a new long-term extension. I mean, Matt Barrow said it to us the other day. He wants a long-term extension. The problem for him is the 49ers have zero motivation to do that whatsoever. I think they love him for this year. That's what his contract goes through. Now, after this year, if you're the 49ers right now, are you looking to give a lot of money or even mid-level money
right
to Juwan Jennings when this is what you at least would project? You never know, because people can get hurt and everything. But in this moment, here's what you would project. You're projecting that in 2026, we've got Ricky Pearsall going into year three. You've got Brandon Ayuk at full health and highly paid at $30 million a year. You also have Jordan Watkins, a rookie this year, who you are very excited about. You will hopefully have a healthy Jacob Cowing going into year three. They like him too. And you will still have DeMarcus Robinson on the second year of his two-year deal. That's five already right there. And you can have a whole offseason to pick and choose and find other ways to bolster that room in the offseason. Why on earth would you pay Juwan now and guarantee him mid-level or large money going forward as he approaches 30, when that's what your room looks like after this year? So they love him. He wants to stay. Not a good fit.
No.
And it's just not a good fit after this year.
And especially if he's asking for, I don't know what he's asking for, but there's a point where if you're the Niners, you're like, no, we're not doing multiple years. We're not doing 15 to 17 million average annual with a guarantee that is going to boost it up. And I thought it was interesting what John Lynch said about what was reported, and I've been saying it, about his contract the and all these incentives. Yep. And if those incentives actually aren't in place, well, then his contract is just what it is this year. And if you're Juwan and you want more than just the, I don't know, $5 or $7 million that he's going to make this year.
A lot of it's already been paid, though. About half of it is.
That's what I was saying before. Yeah. And that's where, you know, you signed it last year and you got a signing bonus that was about $8 million. And you got your guaranteed money up front. And now you have a great year. And now you want more because what you're earning is not going to be guaranteed. And the Niners are thinking, well, we already paid you a lot guaranteed. And yeah, you balled out. But your point is, I think, spot on about the future, where you've got Cowing year two, Pearsall year two, you've got all these young receivers that if they pop, you're going to want them on the cheap before you have to make those decisions. And the rat on the table, brought to you by Ayuk Pest Control.
Nice.
It's ATCO, but you get the bit.
I got it.
The rat is, he's making $30 million. Right. So he's soaking up all of the money in the room, and he can't even play. Right. So you may have a decision to make on him. So if you're paying him 30 and Juwan 15, I mean, what are we doing with the room?
And what are you doing with Pearsall in 2 years when if he plays the way they clearly think he's going to play? Now you have a first-round receiver who might put up numbers, and he's going to command a lot of money in a couple of years. So it just doesn't fit. And here's what Juwan and the Niners both know to probably be true. Juwan, you ain't putting those numbers up again.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
That's not going to happen. I mean, yes, it could twist that way. Brandon will come back and not look like himself, and Ricky could have something go wrong with his season, and all of a sudden you're leaning on Juwan again, and he goes for 900 to 1,100 yards. Sure, it could happen, but that's not the plan. That's not likely. So Juwan knows that. That's why he's freaking out. That's why Drew Rosenhaus is like, dude, we got to act right now. And the Niners have they've got an injured receiver room. What perfect timing. My man, Juwan, they need you. And you're coming off a big year. Now is our chance to pounce. And he went, yeah, Drew, you're right. You're right, let's do this. And they came to the Niners early in the offseason, and the Niners said, no, we're not doing that. And then Juwan said, then I want a trade. And the Niners no doubt went, all right, we'll call around the league and see what someone wants to offer. Oh, not much.
Yep.
So actually, no, we're not doing that either. He says, then we're not showing up. And the Niners go, then we'll sign a bunch of people sitting on the street and we'll play a game or two until our other guys come back. And we believe in our system and we believe that we're going to be fine. Love to have you out there. But if that's the way you want to play it, that's the way you want to play it. Juwan is out of chips at the blackjack table. So either go to the ATM or go to your room. That's what you got. I hate to say it. I love the guy.
Yeah.
I am such a big fan of his.
And they are too, to a point.
My man's out of chips.
Right. And I mean, the only chip he has left is to show up and ball out and make it so that in 3 weeks, he's so good that Russell Gage gets back on the practice squad and MVS becomes an afterthought, a deep threat only, and then Jordan Watkins, you can't take my job, and Ayuk in week 7, fine, you're back, you're healthy, week 8, whatever, but I'm back, and I'm balling, and I'm Juwan, and then you get to the offseason, and then you maybe get a free agent deal. But I think that the market right now for Juwan Jennings as a free agent or as a trade piece, he's not seen as that dude. And so, you know, even if Drew Rosenhaus wants to shop him in the offseason, the best way to do it is for him to have another year this year like he did last year.
Right. But again, they know that that's not likely. Numbers-wise, that is not likely. Let's go to Barry in Burlingame here on Willard and Dibs. Greg Cosell is coming up in 25 minutes. Hey, Barry, what's cooking?
Hey, guys. Two things about Jennings that the last couple of days I have not heard either of you talk about. Maybe you have, but I missed it. And I just don't see it as being included in the narrative. And it's this. When the 49ers were humming in 21, 22, and 23, Jennings' value was as much his tenacious run blocking, his aggression. I mean, we're all forgetting how much value he brought to them. And he was the third wide receiver, but he didn't catch a whole lot of balls, but they had guys ahead of him who were doing that. But how many times did Shanahan praise what he brought to the core essence of their offense, which is the running game? So my question to you guys is, who do they have that's going to step in and deliver that? I get that there's other people who can come in and catch passes, in a few weeks anyway. But who is going to give them that extra juice when they need to run the ball in the fourth quarter of a close game? Who's going to do it with the same nastiness and aggression that he brought?
Barry, thank you very much for the call. You're going to get a lot of agreement here. We have talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
He is a phenomenal blocker, and the answer to your question is there's probably going to be a downgrade. There's probably going to be a downgrade as far as that is concerned. But I guess what I would sort of respond to you and say is, even if you're right, Juwan is a phenomenal blocker as a wide receiver, and there will probably be a downgrade with whoever fills in for him. But does that mean that you would advocate the 49ers signing him to a long-term lucrative extension that goes multiple 3-4 years from now, knowing what you have or what you think you have in Pearsall, Ayuk, Robinson, Watkins, Cowing? Like, those are the guys they're building the wide receiver room around going forward. So, like, noted, yeah, he's a great blocker. But I don't know if that pushes the ball across the goal line as far as the conversation that the two sides are having right now.
No, and looking at the PFF numbers, Juwan Jennings last year, as I've mentioned, number one.
He's amazing.
In run blocking, yeah, among wide receivers. You know who's number 13 on the list? Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
There you go. That's why they wanted him.
Yeah, he's number 13, which he's not, you know, top three or four. You've got Puka. You've got Dontavian Wicks of Green Bay. Nico Collins actually is a top six run blocker, according to this.
Great
Mike
player.
Evans, Jalen Waddle. You get down, and it's Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He's right there. And Ricky Pearsall and Brandon Ayuk are not far behind him. So I do think that MVS, as we will call him going forward, can be a facsimile of what Juwan Jennings brings. And as you've mentioned, it's a short-term deal for Marquez Valdez-Scantling. It's 1 year. It might not even be 1 year. It might be
probably
4 weeks or 6 weeks,
exactly.
Right? Come in and let's see what you have. And if he contributes, then you stay. And if not, wide receiver survivor, you move on.
Yeah, like Barry, I think the Niners agree with you. The Niners would like Juwan Jennings to come play, but Juwan does not want to play for the $3 million remaining on his deal. I get that. I support it. Strike while the iron's hot, all of those things. But what would you have him do now? The Niners have looked at him and said, you're bluffing. You're bluffing. So should Juwan start missing checks? What does that do to his numbers? What does that do to his free agency next year? Juwan has arrived in a very, very tough spot.
He's in a box.
Completely.
What's in the box? Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, that's and ego often keeps people inside the box. That's what I wonder. Like, are you willing to just go tail between legs now and come to practice? Probably not.
Well, what's the alternative? You sit out the year, and then who are you in the offseason?
Not good. Yeah. Yep. And in fact, if you sit out the whole year, I don't even think that 1 year comes off of his deal. Like, you don't get a service time accrued.
Right.